This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. There's going to come a point, I suppose, where people are just going to stop hearing all the bad economic news. Self-preservation or information overload or I don't know what, honestly. One hopes, though, that that day is not today. This morning's unemployment claims we talked about a minute ago. Tomorrow, we're going to get the April number on retail sales. And remember, we were already pulling back in March when the lockdowns were just getting started, and April is likely to be worse. Not everybody has lost their jobs, of course, and even those who have haven't stopped shopping completely. But as Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman reports, we are shopping differently now.
Americans are spending less right now, and more of what they're buying is being purchased at the click of a mouse. The Marketplace Edison research poll finds that 4 in 10 consumers who were already shopping online for groceries or other goods are now doing it more.
I would definitely say it has increased for sure.
David Blevins lives in Clarksville, Tennessee, with his wife and 3 kids. He owns a Chick-fil-A franchise that's been open and busier than ever since the pandemic hit. He says shopping in person right now,
it's a hassle. Either they're not open, stores have limited hours.
Whereas shopping online,
you don't have to get out of the house. You know, my wife's trying to stay in the house with the kids as much as possible. Driving her crazy, actually.
The rise in online shopping is likely to persist post-pandemic, says Camilla Yanishevsky at CFRA Research.
The survey data says that even when the stay-at-home orders are lifted, people still want to avoid public places.
She says there's no checkout counter with tempting goods at an online store, and it's easy to compare prices.
It allows the consumer to be more frugal.
And frugality is a high priority right now, says Columbia economist Robert Farocnia. He's looked at how low and middle income families are spending their government stimulus checks.
On food and pharmacies and supermarkets and so on.
But according to the Marketplace Edison research poll, those making less than $25,000 a year are the least likely to shop online. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.